Will, alcoholic.
My sobriety date is 8/5/2022. I have a sponsor. He's here. And I sponsor other men. And I have a home group. This is it. And I was asked by Isaac to speak on home group. When I was about 6 months sober, I had kind of been doing this whole AA thing by myself, and I actually met my sponsor through a guy at work on my first day of a new job that I started, and told me to call this guy, or texted this guy, he called me like 10 minutes later, met with him on Sunday, that was on a Thursday, and you know, he told me about YPG, and that, you know, I should come check it out. And I was kind of like, you know, I kind of have my own meetings. Was kind of doing my own thing. And, you know, I was meeting the requirements at a sober house, 5 meetings a week. But it was just, it was me, like, riding my bike to a meeting by myself and catching a bus or, like, running or coming into Sobrenity just after finishing a 4 mile run and like sprinting the last 100 yards to see how fast I could run. That's kind of how it was. Is anybody in charge of this part? All right, we're just gonna do it like this. So 6 months sober, meet my sponsor, and I come here and I'm really nervous for whatever reason. Even when I was young, I was like afraid of like people like you. And I don't know, even know what people like you are like. But I was afraid of basically everybody. And so I was really afraid to come here. And I just, you know, I got here, I stood outside the door, and I started greeting, and when I started chatting off to the side and started getting away from the door, my sponsor would say something to me to be like, yo, what are you doing? Like, you know, we're greeting right now. That's what we're doing. This is not time to chat. This is not time to talk. So I did that and went through the meeting and then went out to Eddie and Sam's afterwards. And I remember somebody saying to me that basically it's 4 hours where I don't have to think about myself and get outside myself. Now, that night that it happened, but sometimes when I'm sitting in meetings or in my home group, a lot of times I'm alone and I'm up in my head and I'm dealing with a lot of crazy stuff that goes on in my head. But what saves me is thoughts like this. So we were here at the anniversary dinner, and I'm sitting here, and the thought comes to mind, it's like, I could just get in my car, drive away for good, like, just get out of here. And then the next thought was, who's going to get the 3 guys home that I brought to the meeting? That stuff saves me. Like, that's what the home group does for me. The commitments that I have to people. I want to be there and I want to show up for these people. And even though there's a small part of me that just wants to just run away and isolate, I've done that a lot in my life. And it actually brought me to Tampa. But this home group has saved my life. The friendships that I've made in here over the last year, like, my life is not recognizable to me anymore. I came here and I really didn't want nothing to do with anybody. I was running from the law. I still wanted to do my thing. But I was kind of running into like walls as soon as I got here. And I stumbled into a meeting at the Alpha Club, and a lady just kind of said, stay here, you know, we'll get you some help, get you a phone number of a place you could possibly go stay. And I got into sober living. And that first 6 months was like, it was good, but it was also a lot of pain. And I don't know. I didn't trust anybody. I wasn't ready to take suggestions. And, you know, that got me, basically, long story short, I turned myself in for the warrants that I had out for my arrest and had to deal with that. And then I came back to Florida at about 6 months sober and met my sponsor. As far as the people that I've met in this room, this is what I want to talk about. All over. It takes work. Like, it takes work for the friendships that you make in here. Like, you don't just walk in this door and, like, come in here, sit down, and then, like, not talk to anybody, and then expect, like, something to happen. Like, when I'm sitting here, and I'm up in my head, and the meeting's about to close, and, you know, during the prayer, I'm, like, freaking out that I'm gonna have to go interact with people again. Like, there's things in here that you can do. And what I do is I start just picking up chairs. And then something crazy happens. Like, I'll run into somebody and we'll start having a conversation there. Like, I don't have to do, like, all the managing anymore. So the work that I put in, by calling people and forming these relationships by these phone calls, it's very important to me. And the first 6 months I was completely alone, and the last, 10 months of my sobriety, still got a lot of crazy stuff going on in my head, but I don't feel alone. And I think about the home group, and, it kind of brings me back, to a good place mentally. So that's really all I got. Thanks.